Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, a young wheelchair user has appealed to dog owners to pick up their pet's poo after his wheels were destroyed with excrement on his way to school. And his name is Keane Griffin, and he put a little video online. I'm going to play the audio of it here. Have a listen to Keane. Okay, he's only 11 years of age, and he's from Rathoath in Dublin.
Hi, my name is Keane. I live in Rathoath, and I'm a full-time wheelchair user. I wheel myself all the way to school, and I see a lot of dog poo on the ground. On one occasion, I accidentally rolled over the dog poo. My mum had to wheel me the rest of the way to school. It was very sad for me. I really wanted to wheel myself to school, but there was dog poo all over my wheels. When we got there, me, my SNA, and my mum had to clean off the dog poo from my wheels. It took a lot of effort. And I'm asking for a favour. I want everyone to clean up the dog poo from their dogs so Rathoath could be a clean place for me to wheel. Thank you.
Oh my God, did it bring you to tears? It's so sad to listen to. That's Keane Griffin. He's 11. He's from Rathoath, I said, Dublin, County Meath. And his mum joins me on the line. Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
Niamh, I'm nearly in tears. Poor old Ashley is rubbing her eyes out there. She's well. Oh, I feel so sorry for him. And he sounds so passionate about it. I mean, what made you want to put up the video? I mean, obviously he had a really bad day that particular day when yourself and the SNA had to clean off his wheels for him.
Yeah, we had a really bad day that day, but that actually wasn't the day that we decided. It was just the day that we decided. It was about 9 times that we passed it. And I was just like, right, maybe we need to do something to see if we can change it.
Yeah.
So I said it to Keane, I said, would you like to ask people to see if they'll clean up after them? And he said, yes. So we said, right, we'll do a video and see what happens. But it kind of blew up from there. Everybody comments, sharing it all over the world. And
I know he's got messages from New Zealand and everything.
Zealand,
I'm assuming from
Canada,
other wheelchair users are in solidarity with him now, are they?
Yeah, we've gotten comments from other people that are in wheelchairs saying this happens to me so much, and it's a matter of it getting on their hands. So it's so dangerous when it gets on your
hands.
Yes. It'll probably go in your eyes, and I think you can go blind if it goes in your eyes.
Yeah, there are rare cases where people can be blinded by dog poo. That's right, Jess.
Yeah. So we just said we'll try and make a bit of a change and see. And I just think people will look at Keane and say, I won't say no to a child, and especially someone in a wheelchair. But they can say no to an adult when they're giving out and saying, pick it up, do you know that way?
Yeah, he's a lovely kid. I mean, I know he has cerebral palsy and he wheels himself to school most days. And his twin brother, Calvin, runs in front to warn him about the dog poo.
He's keeping sketch. Yeah. Calvin goes ahead of him and he'll say, oh, man, watch, or whatever, you know, so we'll know exactly where we're going and we'll see it before we get there. But we shouldn't really have to do that, do you know what I mean? It should be people picking it up after them, but people have been so kind. Like, we've had a dog company, a local dog company, Zelda and Harley, they offered us dog bags to give out at the school. Like, people have just been so kind to us, like, with everything that's been going on the last 2 days. It's a bit crazy.
And, you know, it has increased. I mean, I was talking to Ashley and Ruth about this morning. We were talking about you coming on, and I was saying, I kind of, now, mind you, I don't do that much walking around anyway, so, but I haven't noticed too much. So I said, I thought people were kind of picking it up, and they were going, no, they don't. People are not picking it up at all. I thought they were. And there's an increase, of course, in people walking their dogs because of COVID-19 and the restrictions. People were out a bit more walking their dogs and stuff like that. So how do we tackle that problem? Should the fines be higher, do you think?
I definitely think there should be a fine, but it's a way of knowing who's doing it. Like, you literally do not know. Like, when we walked to the shop, myself and my sister the other day, we were literally a 10-minute walk. We walked and we looked at it all the way along and said, oh my God, that's disgraceful, whatever. Mm-hmm. On the way back, there was a fresh one. And we didn't see anybody in the space of the 10 minutes.
So like, right in the middle of the footpath, like.
Right in the middle of the footpath. And there's no way of catching them, like.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I know people will have their dogs out in the park and they might do it somewhere behind a tree or something like that. I don't know. And maybe they think, ah, it's grand. And in some cases, it probably is. But when you see it in the middle of a footpath, you think somebody would think it's so obvious, I better pick it up.
Yeah, no, it's not happening. No, it has to be honest. The majority of the people are very good and they do pick it up. You see them with their bags. I mean, and I'd see it an awful lot. There is 90% of them, but there is that 10% that just don't.
They have now. I know. I think it's in Portugal or in Spain. They have this this whole promotion around this idea of picking up after your dog. So what they did was they put bags on poles, these little dispensers for the bags on poles to try and encourage people who maybe didn't have bags. And then after about a year of doing that, they brought in a law whereby if you're walking a dog and the police stop you and you don't have bags, they can actually fine you, even without the dog pooing. So if you don't, if you can't show that you have bags with you, you know that you can get the little dispensers that go onto your lead, hangs on your lead.
Yeah.
And if you can't show that you've got the bags ready to pick up, because most dogs will have a poo when you bring them out, you could be fined just for not having the bags.
I don't know if that's a bit fair, but you'd like to see something being done anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I do think a lot of people are doing it, you know, but not everybody, definitely not everybody. And I think a lot of dog owners that don't do it are coming out at night time so they can't see them.
Yeah, and I think, see, if anybody else had posted a video, people would have gone, ah, for God's sake, the sport things and like to be worried about than that. But when you hear, you know, Keane, who's a wheelchair user, and people start thinking about something we normally wouldn't think about. We think, okay, maybe it just gets on somebody's shoe and sure, who cares? But what we're thinking about is this, you know, there's little Keane wheeling his wheelchair and it gets all over his hands because he's not going to see it. He's looking ahead of him most of the time. He's not looking at his wheels while he's wheeling.
No, he really doesn't. He doesn't see it at all because even this morning I said, Keane, watch. It was only this morning after the video and he had to push him to the side and move ahead.
Yeah,
but,
and then you end up pushing him the rest of the way because he can't wheel his wheels.
Yeah, I have to push him the rest of the way because he don't want to go on his hands. And we had some job at the school, like we had to get down to the school because I had no wipes with me at the time.
Yeah.
So we're down to the school, SNA came out with the wipes, the Dettol spray, and we'd some job then at the school trying to get it off.
Oh, it's just disgusting to even do that. I know, I've done
it. Yeah, and
it's
embarrassing for me to approach yesterday. I'm so sorry, but there's
dirt all
over the wheels.
Can you clean his wheels? Yeah. Because he can't go into the school with the filthy wheels.
Yeah.
Because then every other child gets, you know, subjected to it, the smell of it apart from anything else. I mean, it's horrendous. So how is Keane now with his newfound fame, by the way?
Oh, he's just loving the fame. Kelly Harrington shared it this morning, so he's only delighted. he's really delighted with all the attention.
He's in school today, and I'm sure he's a bit of a hero in school now.
Oh,
as well.
He got a big round of applause yesterday when he went into the class, and he was delighted with himself.
It's a wonderful video, and even listening to it, you don't even have to see it. Listening to it, I know most people at home are probably welling up listening to poor little Keane and his plight over the dog poo. And we're going to talk about it today and talk about what we can do to make it better and a better world for people like Keane in particular.
Thank you so much.
And not just people like Keane, you know, everybody, because nobody wants to walk in it, because then you end up having to take your shoes off and clean it off your shoes and scrape it off and. Nobody wants to be doing that, you know what I mean?
That's it. It's not just Keane. It affects everybody. It affects all the mammies with the buggies and all. They all have the job of doing it as well.
Yeah, something else we don't think of. Yeah, mammies with buggies rolling into it and then bringing it into the house where they've got a newborn baby. That's not good at all. Absolutely not. Well, listen, give our regards to Keane, Niamh.
I will do. Thank you so much.
You should
much
be
for your
so
thoughts.
Proud of him. He's a wonderful young man.
I am. Thanks a million.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go, Niamh Griffin. Let me just play the audio again because I think it really gets the message home. And while I'm playing the audio, I want you to have a think about it, okay? Should we have stricter fining on those who don't pick up after the dogs? Now, we already do have fines, by the way. But I don't... How many wardens are there in the country that keep an eye out for these things? I'm assuming it's the litter wardens that kind of give the fines out for this. How many do we have? I've never in my life seen anybody getting a fine for dog poo. I'm sure it happens. I've never, in any time I've been out walking anywhere, I've never seen a litter warden, ever. Do they exist? And I'm sure there are some somewhere. They have to exist. I'm sure there's a few in Dublin, a few in Cork, Limerick and Guy. They must be somewhere, but I've never seen them. Maybe you have. Have you ever seen them given a fine? Have you ever got a fine? I want you to be honest with me, by the way. I'm not going to have a go at you, right? And do you clean up after your dog? Some people say, oh, you know, if he does it on the grass, not sure, don't bother. But if he does it on the path, they will. Look, it's just as important. Somebody might walk onto the grass. Keane might, you know, roll his wheelchair onto the grass. And that's the end of his wheels again. Have a listen to Keane while you're listening to him. Text or WhatsApp on 087-188-0008 and tell me what you think we could do. And would you confront somebody, by the way? If you were walking, you know, in the park and you saw somebody's dog doing one in the middle of the path and they didn't pick it up. They looked like they were intending to just walk away. Would you go over and say, hey, mate, pick that up. I know it's not pleasant. You know, even with the back, it's warm and everything, it's horrible. I know it's not pleasant. But would you go over to them and say, you know, pick that up? Would you actually confront somebody?
Hi, my name is Keane. I live in Redhill and I'm a full-time wheelchair user. I wheel myself all the way to school and I see a lot of dog poo on the ground. On one occasion, I accidentally rolled over the dog poo. My mom had to wheel me the rest of the way to school. It was very sad for me. I really wanted to wheel myself to school, but there was dog poo all over my wheels. When we got there, me, my SNA, and my mum had to clean off the dog poo from my wheels. It took a lot of effort. And I'm asking for a favour. I want everyone to clean up the dog poo from their dogs so Rat Health could be a clean place for me to wheel. Thank you.
He wants Rat Health to be a clean place for him to wheel. And he's right. It should be a clean place for him to wheel. Some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in. You can send them on WhatsApp at 087-188-0008.
Hi, Niall. I can't come on. I just heard there that you're going to be talking about dog poo. Well, I have one big hell of a headache with dog poo. My son, who's 8 years old, is in a wheelchair. And I swear to God, every time I walk out my door, his wheelchair rolls in the dog dish everywhere. It's unbelievable, and people should be fined for it. I'm sick and tired of it. I am on a wheelchair. People have no respect. Just pick the goddamn push. Joanna,
did you sense that, Aisling? She did, because it's daytime radio. She said dog shit, by the way, just in case anyone was wondering what she said there. It wasn't dog shit. The number's 087-188-0008. Let's just say it as it is, because that's what it is. I want to know what we can do about it. How can we make it a better world for Keane and for her child as well in his wheelchair? How can we make it a better world? Do we increase the fines? Do we get more wardens? And would you approach somebody if you saw their dog pooing and they didn't clean it up? The number is 087-188-0008. Or maybe you think it's not that much of a problem. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087. Don't forget, you can send us a WhatsApp audio message as well, and then we'll play all the good ones on the air. Well, actually, they're all good, to be honest with you, but sometimes we don't have time to play them all. But we do listen to every single message and read every single message as well. You can keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. I'll come to Niall in a second, but stay there, Niall.
Niall, how you doing? It's a huge problem in Dublin, especially. There's no litter wardens policing it. There's no fines being done. Yeah, you can, you know, request the council to put up signs around the area and they might come out and throw them on the road. But after that, there's no accountability for it. I've a young baby, 6 months old, and I have a 9-year-old girl then as well. And continually, every day we walk outside, it's in the grass, it's around the trees, it's on the footpath. You walk to the playground, it's everywhere. You spend more time trying to get the kids to dodge it than anything else. It's an absolute disgrace. And we live in a new estate in Dublin 15, and it's rampant. There has to be something done about it. You know, this kid's getting very ill from it. It's extremely dangerous. I don't know if people understand, but it's absolutely terrible. And it's not a problem that doesn't seem to be going away.
Yeah, well, you're right. It is actually dangerous for a multitude of reasons. And yes, on rare occasions, you can go blind. But you can also be very sick from a rotavirus or any of these, whatever it is, worms or whatever it is that happen to be in it. Anyway, pathogens on different types of things can make you extremely ill. Niall, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Niall?
How are you, Niall? How are things?
Good, Niall. Now, you have a different reason. It wasn't that it made you sick, but you did get an injury from dog poo. What happened to you?
I slipped in it at night time. I didn't see it. And I was walking and I slipped and I went down and I cracked my knee on the ground.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right.
I cracked my knee on the ground.
And where was it? In the middle of a public pathway, in a park or something?
In on the footpath. The footpath, Niall, yeah. At night time.
And when you slipped, you landed on your knee.
I went down on my knee and I had to get an ambulance, and because I couldn't stand up, I couldn't straighten my knee. And when I went up, I straightened my knee and said, yeah, you fractured the knee. The knee cap itself.
Yeah, the patella, yeah.
Or whatever they call it.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
I had to put a brace on it. I had a brace on it for eight, 9 weeks, and I had to get physio on it as well. So,
I'd say that was painful, was it?
Well, the only trouble I have now, when I get into a car and I sit in the front seat, I have to sit with my leg out.
Your leg out straight so your kneecap wouldn't move.
Well, not that I get really painful. I mean, even if I'm on a plane, I have to sit in the front with my leg out, because I sit with my knee up.
Yeah.
I go to straighten it. Oh, I tell you, I'm singing an Irish after that one.
And you didn't happen to see the owner and the dog who did the poo? No, they were long gone, I assume.
They were long gone. I tell you one thing: if I'd have seen the owner and the dog, I tell you.
Oh, what would you? Would you approach somebody if you saw somebody's dog pooing on the ground?
I've often done it.
Have you?
Oh yeah, oh, I've done it. That's right here. It happens here. Don't.
And what's the reaction when you say that to them?
Some of them tell you the two fingers.
Yeah, mind your own business. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but some of them are sort of, I don't have a bag with me. I don't worry, I get you one. And they open it. I often go over to a garden and open the bin. There'll be an old bag in there. And I say, now, there you go.
Yeah, put it in that. Yeah.
Put it in that. But see, the thing is, Noel, they have some areas around, some areas, they have these bins at the side of the lamppost. And they have a bag to poo, any bin will do.
Right, bag the poo, any bin will do, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, I think it's just, I mean, if you have a dog and you bring it out for a walk, you should pick it up.
Yeah.
End of.
Yeah, I know, I mean, saying earlier on what they do in Portugal, right? So, in Portugal, what they do is I think it's Portugal or Spain, I'm not sure, they fine you, even if your dog hasn't pooed. They fine you if you don't have bags with you. So if the policia stop you and they say, oh, you're bringing your dog out for a walk, do you have bags with you? And you go, no, you get a fine. Because
imagine the guards going to you. Well, they haven't got time to bleed and check for that nil. So have you got your bag with you to take that out of you?
But I've never seen, now I was going to say, I've never seen anybody, I've heard of people being fined, or I've never seen a warden, but stay there for a second, because Paddy, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you doing, Paddy?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Good, now you're on, this is Honesty Day, Paddy, isn't it?
It is Honesty Day, yeah.
Okay, so what happened to you, Paddy?
Well, I have a lovely little dog, but he sticks his backside in against the wall, or tries to stay off of the main thing, you know, so yeah. If I hadn't got a bag with me, I would be inclined to walk past it once it wasn't, no one could stand on it.
Right.
But I think this day, the litter warden was actually parked across the road.
Right.
It was an easy target. So anyway, he came up to me and he said, your dog is after doing that. And he took photographs and all that stuff.
He took photographs of the poo?
Oh, he did. I had photographs there in the drawer.
Of the dog poo. Right, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, and I apologised. I said, I have no bags with me, but I'll come back and pick it up. And he was very nice about it, but he went away and I got a fine. That happened in July, I think, and I got a fine there Christmas week.
And how much was the fine?
150.
And do you think he deserved it?
I did.
Yeah, so you don't mind? You mind. It's 150 quid, you'd be fair not to be given away.
No, I mean,
you said you would have come back with the bag, but you didn't go back and get the poo, did you? No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
And
no,
you feel bad?
Yes, and especially listen to that little boy there.
Yeah, hasn't that opened up everybody's eyes? And even Niall, yeah. Niall there, who's on the other line, he slipped and broke his kneecap on dog poo.
It is so dangerous, you know, and I won't go out now without two bags, one tied to the lead and one in my pocket.
There's
no wardens, there's no litter wardens. That one, the dog nearly had to poo in the car to get caught. You know.
Well, you can get these little dispensers, right? You can buy, they have them in most supermarkets and shops. And they're like a little plastic dispenser with a hole in the side of it. And you buy the refills of like a little roll of bags and you slot it into it. And you just pull the bags out and they hang on the lead. There's a little clip, you just hang it on the lead. And you can bring them with you all the time. And they're always hanging on your lead. So you always have, 20 or 30 bags ready to go.
Yeah, well, I always have two with me.
And these bags, I think they're perfumed. So they smell.
They are perfumed, yeah. And they're biodegradable. It's a horrible job, but it should be done.
It is a hard... Look, I know what it's like. I've done it, right? And I know it's not nice to put your... there's a way of doing it for everybody who doesn't know. You put your hand inside the bag inside out and you pick it up and then pull the bag inside out. But it's a horrible, horrible feeling.
It is. But Niall, having said that, I'm one of three, I think, in Cork that has ever been fined for it.
See, isn't that ridiculous? By your own admission, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, and people are going to get away with it.
Yeah.
And, I wouldn't do that now. I would pick it up now.
Okay, well, you don't want to get another €150 fine, of course.
No, especially you could probably wait till Christmas again and have me broke again for Christmas. But no, having said that, listen to that story there and the man tripping there, falling and hurting himself, that's all down to something that could be avoided.
Yeah, but you listen to Keane, it'd break your heart, wouldn't it?
It would. It
you know,
would break
I mean,
it
he's
would.
There in his wheelchair. I mean, even if your little dog, as you said, did it close to the wall, sure, it wouldn't matter. His wheels would run over it, and then it's all over his hands and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I never thought of something like that before.
Yeah, I neither did I. You know, and I'm glad we had his mam on today to talk about it because I think.
Well, so am I, you know, but he hasn't, anytime my dog pooed, now I've picked it up, you know?
Yeah.
Ever since.
Yeah, did you pay a fine, by the way? Did you pay the fine?
I did, of course. Yeah. I did, of course. I was wrong.
Okay, wait, stay there for a second. Stay there. Maura, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Maura?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Yeah, good kick in the bum for Paddy there now. He left the dog poo on the ground and he got a fine.
At least he admitted that he was wrong.
He knows
that's
he's
all
wrong.
That's all I said. Fair play to him,
He does. So what do you think what's the answer to all this, Maura?
Oh, I don't know. It's an awful situation in our estate now and it's the biggest estate where we live in. No dog wardens around.
Get him out of the council.
Sorry?
Get them out of their cars. They're drinking tea. They're not doing anything.
But the dog wardens are sitting in their cars drinking tea.
In their cars.
They're litter wardens. They're not just dog wardens. They're litter wardens. They're the people that do it.
Yeah, yeah. And have you ever seen a litter warden, Maura? I've never seen one in my life.
No, I haven't. I've never seen them at all. Never.
No, they're there. And as I told you, my dog nearly had to poo on top of the car to get caught.
That's the thing. They don't care. They pretend they care, but they don't care.
Yeah. Well, hang on for a second, Paddy. So, Maura, you'd think the answer is more wardens.
Definitely more wardens. Definitely get the council to do a lot more now because we had an awful problem. Certain individuals in our estate open the door. They leave the dogs out. The dogs would either go into our garden, which was the next garden to them, or else they'd go across the road. So we had to build a fence. We had to get a contractor in to build a fence. So around 500 or 600 euro we had to pay. There was no point in talking to him. He just wasn't a nice person. So there was no point in talking to him.
Right.
So rang the council. The council did go out to him, rang the dog warden, but had to ring him. A number of times. Took videos of the dogs, got loads of videos of the dogs in action. Has definitely improved, but it took 2 or 3 years for it to improve.
Yeah, and it shouldn't take that long. And I know a lot of people, by the way, feel that way as well, that when they have a neighbour who has a dog and they let the dog out to have a poo and the dog comes straight into their garden, poos in their garden and goes back to his own house again. Maura and Paddy, listen, I'm running out of time here. Thanks very much indeed. People are saying Paddy's irresponsible. He knows. He's aware of that. He's already admitted that he was wrong and he's glad he got a fine because it's changed, obviously, his behaviour. Hi, Niall, over here in Puerto Rico in the Gran Canaria for a month. I've been walking, jogging every morning in parks and lots of dogs. I've yet to come across dog poo, as most owners have 2 to 5 dogs on leads at a time, so they must have harsh fines in place. They do have harsh fines in place.
Well done, Keen, and I apologise on behalf of all dog owners for you having to roll over the dog poo. Some people are dreadful. They never pick it up. I pick up after my dog every single poo. Rain, hail or snow. It's my responsibility. I'm a dog owner. I need to look after everyone else. It's hurting kids. It's all over the football pitches. It's all over the paths. It's getting on wheelchairs. It's getting on prams. It's an absolute disgrace. This country needs to get more officers on patrol, litter officers, and get people fined for not picking up the poo. You buy a dog, you know what goes along with it. And trust me, the bigger the dog, the bigger the poo. But that was your choice to pick the dog.
I knew you were going to say that. The bigger the dog, the bigger the poo.
On the topic of dog poo, I really, really think the onus is completely and entirely on the owners themselves. I really don't believe that increasing fines or the threat of a fine is going to change anything, because who's going to be patrolling the streets watching for people not picking up dog poo? It's completely unrealistic. The onus is on the owners, so dog owners need to pull up their socks and accept that it's part of dog ownership, no matter where you are as well, not just on pathways. It's in grass, it's in parks, it's in fields, it's in forests, it's everywhere. And it's the same in our town as well. I live in Dunboyne. I have 3 dogs of my own, and it's the very, very select few people who aren't picking up give everyone else a bad name. And it's not fair. It really does my head in, because so many of us dog owners are responsible. We do put in the effort to pick it up, and it's a select few people who are ignorant to it that are giving everyone else a bad name. So owners, pick up the dog poo.
Pick up the dog poo. There you go. Sharon, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Sharon?
I know. Oh, bless Karen with that. I'm the same with my teddy bear. He went everywhere with me too. So I fully identify.
What's his name?
He's very boring. He was called Teddy. He was my mum's teddy.
It's pretty unoriginal, by the way, Sharon.
I know. But he was my mum's teddy. I inherited that. So he's nearly 100 years old, but he's just part of me. So very precious. Very okay. old and okay. backwards.
But as a vet, you want to talk to us about the dog poo. Now, I've never seen so many texts and messages about something in my life. And so many people raised this. And I think it was Keane in the wheelchair that woke everybody up to the fact of how it affects people in wheelchairs or women with buggies or men with buggies with their kids, you know, and how it can affect not just, you know, getting on your shoes when it gets into, you get into your car or sort of that. And it can be dangerous because if he's wheeling and it gets on his hands and then he rubs his face or something, you know, it can be very dangerous. Can dog poo be dangerous or is that a myth?
It is. There are, you know, potential worms in poo that can pass to humans. It's more of a risk often with cat poos, but it can happen to certain things in dog poos. But
so why is cat poo more risky, by the way?
Oh, it's just there's different species of you know, worms that cause different issues. So, it's a huge topic on parasitology. I'm not going to bore everybody with that, but yes.
So these parasites that are in them.
Dangerous issues of poo into human can transfer disease. And it's the age-old topic that drives responsible dog owners around the bend because they go out and do everything right. And then all dog owners get tarred with the same brush of being bad because there's dog poo everywhere. When I walk my dogs, it drives me mad when I see poo. I tend to pick it up just to get rid of it. But
yeah.
This is one of the things that we talked about a little while ago when we were talking about sheep being worried and killed. The problem with this also comes back to the same issue. Accountability for a dog and identifying a dog as owned by somebody is the key to being able to find people. Now, wardens can't walk around and catch people with, you know, dogs pooing unless they can identify that dog and its owner and issue a fine. That's why there's so few fines. Without many fines, there's no revenue to keep wardens out there doing the job. So
we'll have to take the bull by the horns and say, right, let's fling £1 million into this. Because nowadays, £1 million is nothing to our government, it seems. Let's fling £1 million in and hire, you know, I don't know, 20 dog wardens. I don't know, 50 grand each is a bit. 20 dog wardens for the year. We'll, you know, throw 5 of them in Dublin, you know, 5 of them in Cork, 5 of them in Galway and scatter the rest around, you know, Cork, Limerick,
let me give you the answer to that. Yes, they can, but what we still can't identify who the animals belong to.
He's on the end of a lead, and whoever's just holding the lead.
To a guy on the end of the lead. How do you prove that it's his dog?
It doesn't matter whether it's his dog or not.
No, but how do you prove where he lives? You say to him, right, I'm going to fine you for that dog poo. And he says, okay, my name's Joe Bloggs and I live at 26 the High Street. You've got absolutely no way of following that up. Or can I have some ID or have a look at the
office?
There is no accountability or identifiability, which is why there's never enough resources put into this because it's a dead end street at the moment. Now, what we've worked on through our charity with this new program of making dogs more instantly identifiable through a new microchipping system where the same microchips you use, you don't have to go out and chip your dog.
But hang on, before I don't want to interrupt you again. So you have a new microchip system whereby, you know, the dog warden could have a scanner and scans the dog, right? Okay, yeah. Fair enough. And then from the number, we can identify the name and address of the owner.
Okay. No, the new technology that we discussed before is the person that's authorised, i.e. a warden, which needs a slight change in the law which we've proposed, will get the owner's identification. Yeah. And that becomes, that dog, scanned with that chip, is instantly findable, whether they're on the end of the lead or not.
This is the question. So where would we legally stand if the owner says, well, it wasn't me walking the dog, it was somebody else?
But because they're legally required to update their details on the microchip or they're legally responsible for their animal, if they say it's not my dog anymore or if they say somebody else is walking it, say, I'm sorry. If you let people walk your dog and it fouls, it's your dog. You know, it still needs to be accountable. So you have to have an owner. And this is where there's an issue. There isn't a system in place. It's so simple. You said throw £1 million at it and put loads of wardens out. If we actually put in the money to get the database up and running and the software set up, which is pretty much there anyway, to get this system up and running, it would cost you less than $500,000 to have this across the whole of Ireland and up and running and ready. Now, from that, it means that we can find dogs that aren't chipped. We can fine people for not having their dogs chipped. We can generate a huge amount of revenue to make dog owners accountable. That revenue can be turned straight back round into more wardens and more fines, and therefore the system suddenly becomes a system where people...
Okay, and we need to encourage people to do it, because, of course, out of the 750,000 dogs roughly in the country, only 200,000 are chipped.
Yeah,
and that's quite shocking, isn't it?
Registered, but it's a legal requirement to be registered. But you meet a dog out somewhere, and the dog warden says to you, "Where's your license?" "Oh, I've got it at home somewhere." "All right, you need to bring it in and show it to me." "And what's your name and address, sir?" He makes one up. That's why we haven't got enough dog licenses, because there's no way of proving. That warden then scans the dog. "Right, okay, your dog isn't chipped. Okay, we're going to, you know, take..."
Fine you for that as well, while we're at it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, all of these things, because if they're chipped and on the dog license system and those two are linked, yearly everyone updates their details with their dog license.
How much is a dog license nowadays?
£20.
£20. All right, okay.
Or is it 22 now? I can't remember. It was talked about going out.
And do you need a license for cat?
No, but cats under a whole different realm of law.
But cats poo on the ground as well.
Well, yes, but they don't walk around generally in public areas because they don't like being seen, and cats tend to hide their poo because they're very clean animals. Dogs naturally would be, but we've domesticated them to a point that they poo anywhere.
Yeah, so the dogs automatically wait till you bring them for a walk before they decide to poo. Yeah,
they're trained to do that. You know, it's not their fault. They're trained to wait, not poo in the house, take them out for a walk, they poo. It's normal. It's your responsibility to clear their path.
Okay, listen, Sharon, thank you very much indeed. Okay, good suggestions. Yes, make more people accountable by making the system better and the microchipping better. And Sharon has come up with a really good answer to it there. It just needs a little bit of influence and a little bit of money, I suppose, realistically. That's what we want. Loads of people, by the way, sending audio messages about the dog poo.
"Can't come on. I'm on the way to work. Just walked to work. It's about just under 2 miles. Walk, and on one side of the road there's 25 dog poos."
Jesus.
on the pathway. 25. So it just goes to show nobody's picking it up. Thanks, Niall. Look, show.
There you go. On her way to work, walking, 25 dog poos in that stretch that she went to walk to work. That's incredible. I didn't think it was that bad.
Niall, I seen something I thought I'd never see in my life, and that was a woman wiping her dog's bum with toilet tissue after the dog was on the toilet. Unbelievable.
She was wiping his arse. Ah, would you stop? Now, we can go from one extreme to the other. You're not responsible for cleaning your dog's bum. Can I just say, by the way, a dog cleans his own bum. They you know, they have the ability, just like cats, to clean their own arses. There's no need for you to bring tissue with you to clean the dog's bum, unless it's particularly bad, I suppose, and he has a bit of a problem going on. Anyway, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188. Somebody mentions, by the way, that they were in Puerto Rico earlier on, talking about, you know, what it's like over there. And then I think Rupert suggesting, like, you know, do you want to come on and talk about it? It's just, nah, we're sitting by the pool. Ah, look, would you stop telling us that you're sitting by the pool? We're all jealous of you sitting by the pool in Puerto Rico for the last month, listening to the show. They listen to the show every day, sitting by the pool in Puerto Rico.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.